7:49 in the morning. The weekend is upon us. First fall weekend, I should say. And if you want to talk to somebody who can give you information about the best things to do in and around Greater Boston this weekend, where else would you go but to New Hampshire? Joining us is our weekend guy, Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Jim and Monty. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. You got a bunch of great stuff in this list.
Jim, thanks for getting on board the Rick Perry bus. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm on that bus, baby. I'm being dragged right behind it. What do you got today, Carl? What's coming up?
All kinds of stuff. A big movie opening this weekend. Sweaty Ball. Oh, wait. No, Money Ball with Brad Pitt. This is about the manager of the Oakland A's and how he turned that team around. So for a baseball fan, it should be a pretty good movie opening.
Yeah, the general manager. But by the way, we were reading this morning.
Enormous coverage. There's three full pages in this morning's Wall Street Journal all about Moneyball. I can't believe it.
Every paper is huge.
It's huge.
Isn't it the front page of your paper this morning,
yes,
the Boston Herald? So what's with it? Is this the Brad Pitt connection? Or they love the movie? What's the deal, Carl?
I don't know. I think it's the name Moneyball. Everybody just, you know, it's a good headline, Moneyball.
Two people's two favorite words combined into one, Carl.
Exactly. There you go. Hey, the third annual Ride for Barton. This is Sunday at 12 noon. This is a bike ride event. Supports the Barton Center for Diabetes Education and the Camp for Kids with Diabetes. RideForBarton.com. And I love these bike events because it gets all those bikers out of everyone else's hair and gets them into one consolidated area.
Where is this?
Sunday at noon. Where is it?
RideForBarton.com for more details. It's way too much stuff to go into.
And by the way, every single thing Carl has or will mention, if you go to our website, go to the Jim and Marjory page, you'll find a link or a phone number or something. What else is going on?
Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac fame is at the Wilbur Theater on Sunday. Yeah, he's a favorite of mine. So, look, we're never going to see Fleetwood Mac all together again because they can't get that many oxygen tanks on one stage. So go see Lindsey Buckingham, and it'll be almost like seeing Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
by the way, do they hate each other? Is that why they're not? I'm all serious. This, it never occurred to me. Why are they not doing, like, one of those reunion tours?
Weren't there a bunch of tangled interrelationships in that band over the years?
Marriages, divorces, threesomes, foursomes.
Threesomes?
Oh, yes.
There were?
It was outrageous, Jim.
Okay, fine.
That little Stevie Nicks. She was a wild one.
Back to Moneyball again. Hey, listen. This is my 16th week of doing this, and, you know, I'm growing fond of your audience, and because of that, worried about their quality of life a little bit. So I'm going to urge some of you people, get out of the city, come up here to New Hampshire, and pick your own apples right in my hometown at McLeod Orchards.
Oh.
Okay? And the nice thing about this, Jim, you'll like this, because what I do, and I've known these people my whole life, it's beautiful orchards with views and the leaves are turning colors. Bring your kids up. It really is a fun day. And I usually go in and I'll pick, like, I'll bring back a bag of 12 apples, but I'll eat 300, 400, 500 apples
while
I'm out in the orchard and nobody even knows.
That is good. Can I ask you two questions? I'm sure you won't know the answer. Two of my favorite things in the world are, one, apple cider. Is it ready this early or no?
Yeah.
In other words, you don't know. Number two, I love cider donuts.
Yeah.
Are maybe the most delicious thing ever. Cider donuts ready now, too?
Yes.
You don't know. It's so obvious. He pauses. Are cider donuts ready?
You know what? Leave me alone. Leave me alone and let me do my preview.
Hey, can I ask you to go to number five, only because I'm really into this?
Oh, so am I.
Oh, absolutely. What the fluff.
Yes.
I heard you guys talking about this, and... in Union Square, Somerville, Saturday. I never knew this either, that in 1917, Archibald Query accidentally invented marshmallow fluff while he was freebasing a marshmallow. And boy, the world has just never been the same. And I've heard that Susan Olsen, I heard you guys talking.
Yep, she's going to be here on our quiz.
Yeah, and she's going to be at this fluff convention wearing nothing but marshmallow fluff.
Well, I don't know about that, but apparently, I don't know if you can be a queen of the what the fluff, or she is the main celebrity. I have to say, we've had a lot of people of some stature in here, politicians, celebrities, singers. People are so excited about meeting this woman. She obviously played Cindy Brady a long time ago, and she is the queen of the Fluff Festival. It's an annual event. It's tomorrow in Union Square. Go to unionsquaremaine.com.
I would like to say...
If she's wearing nothing but fluff, I'm going to be there with a jar of ants. And I was telling Matt, Well, I spent a lot of time in dark rooms watching her when I was a kid.
Oh, I bet you did. The Brady Bunch. Yeah, she was pretty cute, wasn't she?
One with curls.
She sure was.
Yeah, she's looking pretty good now, actually. We saw her picture. She looks great, actually.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And let me squeeze in a couple more. Saucy evening of comedy at the Westin Boston Hotel with my good friend Johnny Peasy, Tony V, and Joe Iannetti, three of Boston's great.
That is a pretty good group. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Westin Boston. That's good. Are you doing anything this weekend or no?
Private gig for Johnny Peasy tonight somewhere down in Hudson, Mass.
A private gig? Excuse me, wait a second.
De-da.
Wait, an invitation only kind of thing?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's like, you know, when people do fundraisers or whatever.
Oh,
it's
that's a private thing. Oh, that's nice.
Hey, listen to this. Is Vino Voyage, Rock the Boat, Spirit of Boston, another booze cruise. Is anyone using boats to fish anymore? You know, I'm getting a little tired of this. And now, sadly, the airlines and railroads are picking up on this theme. In fact, Amtrak is promoting their new Slamtrak railroad cruise.
Slamtrak.
And the Continental Booze Flight that leaves Logan Sunday morning and returns at midnight. At least, I guess it gets people out, right?
I could get into that. I could be in the Slamtrak, couldn't you, Jim? It'd be lots of fun.
So these are some great ones. By the way, every one of these 6, 7, 8 things is on our website. Hey, Carl, thanks. We really appreciate it. Have fun at that private event tonight, if you would.
Hey, give Cindy a slap on the back for me, will you?
We will do that. We're looking forward to meeting her. We're not going to call her Cindy. It's Susan Olson is her name. Carl from New Hampshire, thanks for the weekend preview. Again, you'll find all this stuff and all the contact information, all the data, Jim and Marjorie page at 969bostontalks.com.